This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-5 all-wheel drive, just $229 a month, or buy and get 0.9% APR financing up to 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN S0555242. MSRP 29990. Ends 3/31/25.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
These are my confessions.
All right, I'm going to start with something that I feel like, not sports, but I feel like our studio audience here at Twin Peaks, Kirby and 59, come on out. We're giving away stuff, and it's really cool. And the fries, I got to tell you, are really good. You're less two fries, but they're really good. But I'm going to start out with something that I think they can help me with here. Certainly help me on YouTube and the text board, et cetera.
What text board?
That would be the Texas Hammer text board.
The Texas Hammer!
Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so I think they can help me out with this, and I know you and Figgy are going to have an opinion. I can say, you wildin'. I can do that. I felt a little awkward earlier, and I felt it was a little out of place.
Why?
I don't know, and that's the confession. Would it have been maybe a little out of place, out of character, out of demographic, out of culture, to say, you wildin'? Because I said, you wildin'. I put the D in there.
I don't. See, it sounds a little strange from you,
mm-hmm.
but in an instance where you were responding to me,
yeah,
I think that was fine because I was like, "Am I wildin'?"
And I said, "No, yeah. You're not wildin'."
Yeah, so like in that instance, you could have responded back. I feel like it would have been weird. Figgy, correct me if I'm wrong. If you had just come out straight with that, especially since it doesn't roll off your tongue.
Figgy,
yeah, I think in that situation, I think he was fine, but I would look at you a little different if you just start to use wildin' like that.
You wildin', Figgy.
Yeah. Nah, I'm like, man, you usually don't talk like that, man.
I don't, and that's why I felt a little awkward. So 713-572-4610. Would I have been looked at maybe a little side-eye if I'd have said, no, I don't feel you wildin'.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Like, I don't even have to wait for the results to come back on that one. 100% would have been like that.
Yeah.
All right, so I gotta admit, yesterday, once the Rockets game was kind of winding down,
mm-hmm.
I went out the house, which I don't often do, and I snuck into like a corporate party. Yeah. So a friend of mine was there and was like, "Yo, this thing is happening. Would you like to pop through?" And I was like, "Yes."
But you weren't invited.
not by the company. So the company had rented out a spot in downtown, and I went, and I popped in, and the reason why, I mean, I wouldn't have cared that much if it was, you know, just that they had a spot, but they had also had food out there, they had drinks, open bar, so I went and I got me a Johnny Walker.
All right.
In a very nice glass, and I gotta admit, I've never been like a kleptomaniac.
Oh, this is a good confession.
I really wanted to steal like the glass.
Sure.
Like it was just it looked
was that
like I'm pretty sure it was crystal. Like it looked like it was really really nice. And I was just like you know what the thing that stopped me from doing it?
Conscience?
Absolutely not. There's nowhere to put it.
Oh, okay.
Like there's not a way to walk out of a place
with a crystal
with a crystal
Scotch
tumbler. Yeah, there's just not there's no way to do that. But I learned about myself that there are instances in which I will steal. I didn't realize that. I learned something about myself yesterday.
I think there's probably instances when a lot of us would steal.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, like when the commas start coming through, there's instances where a lot of people would steal. It's a lot more pragmatic.
Yeah.
I never thought it would be like, hey, crystal tumbler.
Yeah,
I'll take this home.
I wouldn't have blamed you.
What's the highest level of like petty theft that you've
done? That might have been it. That's probably a good $50 glass, by the way. $40-$50 glass.
I know.
If it was crystal,
that's why I was looking at it.
Yeah.
Like
that might have been $50 limit. Probably would have been it.
Yeah. I was like, I definitely have like ramekins that I took from a restaurant before or something.
Sure.
Everybody has Whataburger numbers tents, even though I'm sure that you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Figgy, like, are you in that same bag? Or are we over here just being weirdos?
No. I totally get it. I think it depends what type of company it is, because if it's like a small mom and pop shop, then you don't want.
Yeah, that's true.
But if it's like a $1 billion company. And they have something that they won't even notice is gone.
Yeah, and they built this into the budget.
They
yeah.
want you to take it.
they want you to take
like,
it.
I don't think they're going to be looking around. Where is that one glass at? We have 250 of them. It's 249. Who took that glass?
You insulted them by not taking it.
Oh, wow. So I felt like I was going to be in a really weird place from the 618. They said they have 5 cocktail glasses from Davenport's.
Oh, wow.
So I guess people really do be taking glasses
and
in
the
that
A32
way.
Says, hey, John, you tripping.
No, it says you be tripping.
You be tripping.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
These are my confessions.
So here's my confession. So y'all know this weekend I had the housewarming party. I'm not really a party guy, and it turned out really well. And I felt like I don't know if it was y'all or who was it, but it kind of talked me into doing like a crawfish boil at the crib.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've really been thinking that. I've been talking about it, and I looked into, like, I'm not sure how much crawfish I need to buy and how many people need to be over for it. So I
count. I'm on at least 4 pounds per person.
4 pounds. Yeah, that's what I say. I ain't no Googling this, and I seen mm-hmm. three pounds per person. So,
well, yeah, like, you can get away with three.
Yeah, so I'm really considering just canceling this, man, because that's gonna be a lot of crawfish, man. Like, if I got maybe like 20, let's say 20 people,
yeah, show that's a lot up, of crawfish.
That's, man, that's like almost 100 pounds of crawfish, man.
Yeah, it is.
So is this like a personal thing? Should I maybe invite like maybe 10 people or something like that? Like, I'm debating on canceling this, man.
Well, we can't have people put in. Like, I feel like that's the way we go about this. They put in on the crawfish boil, and then it all comes together that way, right?
I mean, that could happen. That's still a lot of crawfish, unless we do like a bring your own crawfish type.
Nah, you can't do that. Can't do that.
You're like, you provide the crawfish, yeah, and I have the house.
and I feel guilty because it's like, man, like I totally miss a lot of people with the invite for the housewarming. So mm-hmm. now I'm like trying to double back, like, hey, let's do something else. And I'm like, yeah, man, this might be a little pricey, man.
I mean, I'm in the camp of, if you're having a crawfish boil, you provide the crawfish, you cook it, you do all that. But I get it. Some people like to just pitch in or whatever. I've always just like, hey, if I'm gonna have a crawfish boil, we're doing the crawfish. And yeah, that's a lot. I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I might change it up, man. Maybe do like a pizza party or something.
Yeah. Something like that. All right.
These are my confessions.
Okay, so you know how seriously my family and myself take the NCAA bracket, okay? We take it serious. I dig in. I watch, you know, a fair amount, probably more than the average person of college basketball all year long just because I love college basketball. But my confession is I picked the team on my bracket with my heart, 100% with my heart, and I normally don't do that. That team is not Texas A&M. I think I used my head and got them out. I forget where I have them at, but they haven't won like two games. Whatever it is.
Round of 16 then?
Yeah. I picked McNeese State with my heart, man. And there's only one reason I did that. He goes by the nickname Aura. Aura, however you want to say it. Amir Aura Khan. Figure you got a little bit of this audio?
Yeah.
All right. This dude is badass. And I read an entire story about him.
Yeah, so if you're just listening to music and like, all right, that's hip-hop, what's happening is they walk out. Like, they have a whole walkout. I think we've seen this a lot in soccer where they'll walk out with a boombox, and then that's the manager, who's Amir Khan, who has the boombox, and they're just rapping with Amir leading them out.
He knows every word to every song.
He's their mascot.
He is so cool. But he's the manager, too. He does a lot of the work.
Yeah, of course.
And apparently this dude, he got 3 NIL deals for the tournament.
Wait, what?
He's got Buffalo Wild Wings. He's got some, I forget who it is, like some boombox company. And then another
Makes
one.
Sense.
And then another one. This dude, I mean, Figgy, I don't know how you feel about it, but I mean, and I dug in. Apparently, he is like beloved by the players, and usually players, whatever, with a manager, you know. And so I'm like, I picked McNeese State at least in one round because I want to see this guy some more. it's pretty funny, but you know, the coach was asked about him at the press conference, and he's not like some, you know, trying to be the story. It just kind of came to him.
No, this is this is organic. They just this is how they get down.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun. I picked McNeese because they're good at basketball.
Well, they are good too. Yeah,
but I feel you. Like, I don't know how much we're actually going to get of this in the tournament, though.
Oh, we'll get it.
Okay.
Oh, we'll get it.
You think they're going to lean in?
Oh yeah, no question about it. That's what they do.
These are my confessions.
All right, so this is Tari Eason yesterday talked about a little bit of, you know, how do you respond to the folks who say that, you know, talk about the Rockets not having playoff experience?
And, you know, they hated Jesus. Everybody's got something to say, bro. Like, everybody's going to say anything.
They hated Jesus. Everybody going to have something to say.
That's where he went?
That's where he went. And I have to admit, it doesn't fully make sense.
It does not.
However, I love this as a response. Like, I try and use, well, they hated Jesus wherever possible. It is a hilarious response to just try and be like, yep, doesn't matter. There's going to be criticism because people hated Jesus. So they're going to hate me too because I am not Jesus. Keep going, Tari. I feel like that is the ultimate response, even though it's not actually a response to what we're doing here.
Aren't you kind of comparing yourself to Jesus when you do that?
No. See, that's the thing is you're not. That's the beauty of it. You're saying that Jesus was so cool and even people still hated him then. So they going to hate me.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
I think Tari is wildin'.
Judge, I feel like, Figgy, you need to hear
that
work?
That's Lunchtime
that
Confessions in the Loop Sports Radio 60. We can wrap this up now.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up. Appreciation to the Men's Clinic for bringing us Lunchtime Confessions. All right, we're having lunchtime here at Twin Peaks on 59 and Southwest Freeway. Man, it's buzzing in here. I think the High Point Purdue game has gone to half, though, and I'm not feeling as good about my upset pick there. I think they're down a good 10 points. That's not insurmountable by any means. We know what happens in the madness. But we're watching basketball out here, having fun, eats and drinks, and trying to protect my French fries from invaders. But coming up next, while I try and do all of that, we will also have a little buy or sell on a Thursday. Are you buying what these various people in sports are selling? We'll talk about it next.